It's time for the best of speed jokes. Thanks for sending them in. John Williams at WGNRadio.com. On Friday, we try and pick the joke of the week. Here's joke of the week number one. Mice have small balls because very few of them know how to dance.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a father, and my John Williams will star as his son.
Why does that give you pause?
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a father, and John Williams will star as his son.
Hey, Dad, do dragons fart fire?
I don't know.
Uh-huh. I thought you went to college. I don't know what that was. We just said it on the radio. Joke of the week number three. They're making a movie about a giant ape that wears high heels,
What's
Dave.
It called?
King Kong. I'm not laughing again. I'm not trying to tip the judges here. Joke of the week number, whatever it is now, three, four, go. Duh. This in from the Treasury Department. Due to inflation, you can now eat a food that has been on the floor for up to 7.3 seconds. What's that? What is the rule? Is it the three-second rule?
Three,
or is it a
yeah.
five-second rule? Three? Okay. Let's see. Where are we? Here's the next joke of the week. My wife really knows how to show me a good time. She'll often point to people and go, looks like they're having a good time. What about us? Joke of the week number six. A guy at the gym asked me if I could spot him, and I said, yeah, you're right there. What else can I do for you? Joke of the week number seven. I was walking through a quarry the other day, and I said, that's a really big rock. And the foreman said, boulder. So I puffed up my chest and said, that's a really big rock. That one may be a rerun. I don't care. By the way, T-minus, let's see, what's today's date? We are the 10th, and we're saying the 23rd, so 13 days from today, the three-year anniversary of Speed Jokes, roughly about 6,000 jokes told. Joke of the week number eight. I got a text from my wife saying that she was breaking up with me.
No, no.
That's okay, Dave. A couple of minutes later, she texted saying, sorry, wrong number, so I'm good. Wait a minute, John. Joke of the week number nine.
John, did you know when Mrs. Noah was making the menus for the ark, she didn't include any bean dishes?
No. Why was that, Dave?
She didn't want... She didn't want farty days or farty nights.
We shouldn't enjoy those that much, but don't you just love watching Dave squirm? Joke of the week number 10. I don't think my doctor is taking me seriously.
What's the matter?
I asked him to prescribe something for my fear of palindromes.
What did he give you?
Xanax. Joke of the week number 11. My wife rearranged the labels on my spice rack. I haven't confronted her about this yet, but the time is coming. Another rerun. I don't care. Joke of the week number 12. Fun fact, if you hold stuffed shells up to your ears, you can hear a cardiac surgeon ordering tropical hardwood trim for his yacht. I guess that's how that works out. Joke of the week number 13. I don't know if you know this, but Jesus Christ was supposed to be named Franklin until Mary stubbed her toe. And our joke of the week number 14 is...
Hey, Dave, you know, since that Big Ten tournament is in town this week, I thought it would be a good time for you to catch up on some reading.
No, actually, I'm pretty busy these days.
Hey, Dave, read this book, Tug of War by Paul Hard, and Golly Gosh by Gee Whiz. And here, Dave, read this book, The Reluctant Skydiver by Hugo First.
No, okay, that's plenty, John.
Hey, Dave, have you read Life's Unfair by Why Me... Or The Joy of Big Crowds by Morris Marrier?
No, John, and I really don't have
Hey, Dave, I got a book here you're going to just love. It's called Get Out There by Sally Forth. Mm-hmm. And I got another book here for you, Dave.
No.
Hey, Dave, read this, Off to the Market by Tobias A. Pigg.